Chicken Karma, which hints about the role of love amid free will and destiny. My tour of vibrant countries in exotic far-off East shares chaotic city centres with the bliss of rural peace. Today, a farmer's market close by umpteen star hotels. There are also people begging, the blind ring little bells. Wherever I have travelled, the financially astute live nearby to Mr. Average and the truly destitute. I retreat to Shady Corner, as once more I question why, to be surprised by Scraggy Chicken as it calmly saunters by. It has an air of confidence interspersed with gentle clucks. Like me, it watches people and those colourful tuk-tuks. I said, "Excuse me, Chicken, do you know why I am here?" "Young man," announced the chicken, which was affable yet weird, "this life is but the consequence of when you last appeared." When it comes to self-assertion, this chicken was superb. No one would ever notice as it hopped up on the curb to preen a grubby feather, then scratch in dusty dirt. It fixed me with a beady eye to check I was alert. "I think you're feeling sorry for those who are without." That chicken read my mind. Of that there is no doubt. "You're right. It does disturb me and confronts all I've been taught. Why do you let them struggle with no effort to support?" Chicken said, "We are the consequence of all we've ever done. It determines each existence, be it palace or a slum." I still felt rather troubled. Yes, there's cause and then effect. Do we simply pass those by who have something to regret? For all whose daily struggle is simply to exist, I have immense compassion, which I suggest some may have missed. The chicken wasn't happy, but incredibly polite. "Do reconsider, as I'm not sure that is right. Look, your karma's not your fate, but it does determine circumstance when you reincarnate. I do sense your emotion," observed this sprightly fowl. I said, "Come on, that point of view means throwing in the towel. What of help or charity, of love for those without? Why do they let this happen? Does it help them feel devout? Of course we are the consequence of all that did precede. Surely in the present we consider all we need." The chicken, who while charming, then went on to say, "If life presents your lot, you simply must get on with it, whatever you have got. Look, chicken, will you listen? You're obviously free range. Life should not be rigid. With love, we all can change." "I'm sorry," sighed the chicken. "Our teaching's clear, you see. Accept what life is giving. Believe in destiny." I stopped. Withdrew quite briefly to reflect on this debate. A most traditional chicken. How can I mediate? When searching for an answer with the options far from clear, look for a loving motive, then the wrong ways disappear. This life is not a punishment for all within your past. It offers opportunities to understand at last. You found an age-old question. Is everything destined, or is there scope for free will to refresh an unsure mind? It's selfless love that matters. Take time as you decide between free will and destiny. What else is there to guide? The chicken cocked its tiny head. "I've one more thing to say. You'll never curry favour as your karma has intent." I said, "That's very passive," but could see what chicken meant. "An agreeable discussion," Chicken added. "I must fly." "Fair play. Your different point of view will help me question why. I'm off. It's been a pleasure," as the conversation flowed. I thought, is that the reason why the chicken crossed the road?